Okay, so the learning today should be a schus l'ilui nishmas adir chaver chaim loza ben shimshon aryeh, as well as a schus l'ilui nishmas of Yaakov Yosef emer chaim menachem ben tzia. Should also be a schus for fu shleima for chaim moishu shul ben malka chanda ben mena rachel chanalei ben shein de rachel and abedati ben peril, as well as a schus for all those in amakam sakana in eretz yisrael, including Azriel baruch ben penina. So we continue now with the inyan of construction. We talked last time, and I actually got a lot of feedback from many different people that they enjoyed very much the shiur. So there's going to be another very humorous portion today as well. So I encourage you to pay attention. I'll point it out. Don't worry for those of you who are working while you learn, which is fine. I'll point it out to you. So he continues now talking about that the house you live in should be constructed and the money used in a only things that were done in a permissible fashion, because the koiches that you put into the house stay with the house. So if you use improper money, or it's you, or the work that's done goes against halacha in some way, then that stays with the house. And he says, therefore, he says you have to be very careful about one of the yisurim that many people are over, which is that people allow the contractor to work on the house on Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Chol HaMoed, that anyone who does this, ne'amar ha'ibayna beisar b'loy tzedek. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu says that woe to such a person who builds his house without tzedek. The kasru apoyskim, and the Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim that she'asur likanis bayis habayis, that it's asur to enter such a house. Now he's not talking about someone that the contractor on his own went and built on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, but rather the yid instructed the guy to build during those times. Va'aloim de maperetz, and about those people who stand in the breach, which is talking about the Talmidei Chachamim and the Manhigim of the Dor, Muta Ligdar Apirza Azois, they have to try and fix this breach, this stumbling block, Im Yesh B'Yadam Limchas, if they have the ability to protest. It's a terrible thing. Now he goes on to the optimal type of house that a person should have. He says, and this is the part that I think a lot of you will appreciate. He says, how good would it be if a person's wealth it's been expanded by Hashem, meaning Hashem has given you enough money, and you have enough space, that you make a separate room for yourself. Okay, so we might call this the, some people have it as the man cave. Some people have this as the smoke room, whatever you want to call this. But basically, it's your own room. That what's it for? To reflect there on your service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So basically, you go to a quiet place. Some people have the study, where you go to a place where there you could focus completely on Ruchnias. That's the idea of that place, okay? So that's really, you should have a man cave, but not necessarily with TVs and computers in there and couches, but rather there should be things in there, maybe Sfarim in there, Musa Sfarim, that allow you to focus on your obligations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or I guess in Yonatan's case, we might say the elevator might be the place where he does this, despite this. It's also important for a person to make a place for guests, which means that you should have a guest house or a guest room, separate area for them. Again, if you can afford it. You should be careful to make sure that there's a proper mezuzah on every doorway. Or you say, Eile, someone who does this, can be sure that the Shekhinah will rest in his home. Hashem will guard his coming and going, and he'll know that his tent is peace. And therefore, it's best for a person to build his own house if he can, and not to buy something that was built previously. Now, this seems to go against everything that he said Thursday, right? Didn't he say Thursday that it's better to buy a house that's already built than to start with construction because of the cost? Here, what he's talking about is something that someone asked me. Someone asked me last time, what do you do if you have no idea who owned it, right? We said that the kaychas that a person puts into it, if it's for avodah zarah, that you shouldn't live in such a home, or a home where there's machlekes. And someone even told me last week that they were looking at a house with their wife, and that the wife said that the people who they were buying from, there was they got divorced. They were fighting for a number of years, and they got divorced. And the wife said absolutely not to buy that house, even though it, everything else it fit all the check marks. And the husband said, Okay, so maybe there were fights. You know, that's a chance I'm willing to take in our own marriage. That it might have an impact on us. But there is this idea. So what he's saying is, if you have no idea who bought that house, and potentially you have reason to suspect that it might be someone who either built it with money that's aser, or an oyved avodah zarah built it within, you know, within thanks to the avodah zarah, that type of thing. So then, yes, ein hachanami, avoid buying that house, even though it's already built, and build your own. Elim yerash v'yimkar beis Yisrael kasher shenizah b'chalila, unless you are confident that it was a Jew who built it, who was careful about all of these things. So again, it's a balancing act a little bit. You have the cost, the excessive costs, and the burden, and the tircha, and the anxiety of building a house from scratch, but balancing that out with the potential that someone who owned it and has the sitra achra as part of that house. Now, kapanim, and therefore lo yerba itzoyis b'minyanim gedolim. Don't spend excessively on large houses. This is, a person should not put money into a house that has, you know, you're using the fancy stone and you have these spacious halls and carvings and moldings and everything that's unnecessary. It's all a waste. Always remember that we are like Geirim on this earth, like a shadow, meaning that it passes by very quickly. Live nice, and it would be better for him to use that money to buy himself a bayis neman, because that's really where your house will be. So the better use of your money is spend less in this world and use those funds instead towards things that will produce for you payris in the next world. So give your money to someone who's give your money to someone who's learning, someone who learns, or give your money to support yeshivas. There's a story in Yerushalmi about two Talmid Chachamim who were traveling from place to place. One second. Okay, he says, so there were these two Chachamim. So they went to this place where there were very nice shuls. Amar echad, so one says, l'chaver, to his friend, oh, kama mo'an oitziu avayis makam hazel v'nois batik nesis mefarim kele. Wow, look at the money that they spent to build these nice shuls. Hashiva chaver, the friend, he answered, kama nefashay shiku avisecha kan. How many lives were buried here as a result of spending money this way? V'chi lo havu b'nei nasa d'yilun by reisa, weren't there people who they could have supported to learn Torah instead? Basically, what he's saying is, better to build a less nice shul and take money instead and use it to support people who would learn Torah. If they said that about a shul, where there's indeed something, you know, virtuous, something nice, something appropriate about spending more money because it's a house of Hashem, nevertheless, still you should use the money and build a less nice shul in order to support Torah. Mayanu liyam pekuda. What are you going to say on the day of reckoning? If you have people wandering around for bread and you spent a ton of money unnecessarily on fixing up a house or building a crazy house that's the jealousy, the talk of the block, and everyone's jealous and everyone gives an ayin hara to. So is that a better use of your money? Obviously, it would be better to build a less nice house and take that money and put it to proper use instead. All right. Have a great day, everyone.